Amen.
This morning is chapter 10 in the economy of God.
Amen.
And the major verse I'll read to you, because it's in the Old Testament. If you have your Old Testament, you can read along. And it is Numbers 21, 16 through 18. And I'll just give you a couple of seconds to find it. Numbers 21, 16. And from there they journeyed to Beer. That is the well where Jehovah said to Moses, "Gather the people together, and I will give them water."
Amen.
Then Israel sang this song, "Spring up, O well, sing to it." The well which the leaders sank, which the nobles of the people dug with the scepter, with their staffs. And from the wilderness they journeyed to Matanah.
Amen.
In Numbers 20, the rock was smitten and water flowed. But in Numbers 21, there is a well. And so the message in the economy of God, chapter 10, is titled Digging. The digging of our inward and hidden parts.
Amen.
Okay, the digging of our inward and hidden parts. Now, if you read this message, and I hope all of you have, and if you have not, I hope you read it, because it's going to be a lot better than what I can do for you this morning. There's actually not a lot of verses in this message. And the reason being is because this message ultimately is spoken from the standpoint of experience.
Right.
We need to have an experience. And this experience is rooted in these two major sections. Numbers 20 to Numbers 21. Numbers 20 is from the standpoint of God's redemption.
Amen.
Numbers 21 is from the standpoint as believers that Christ would be flowing from within us.
Right.
Amen.
Our need today as believers, and I believe everyone sitting here has received the Lord. Amen. If you have, say amen.
Amen.
You have Christ flowing in you.
Right.
And flowing out of you. You've already experienced the Christ in Numbers 20 who has been smitten. And the water from his side has flown out. And it has reached you. But the same Christ today is a well in you that needs to be dug.
Mm.
And we've covered in the first 9 messages this very deep and yet sometimes simple way in which God has made us. We have a heart. We have a conscience, we have a mind, will, emotion, and a spirit. Right? So we've covered all these parts of man. Well, to experience God in a rich and fuller way, these parts each have to be dug. Numbers 21 shows us in type that as Israel dug this well, our well needs to be dug. To get to it, there are all of these layers. There's the conscience, there's the heart, there's the mind, there's the will, and there's the emotion. So this is where we have to begin. So at the end of this message, our dear brother Lee shared that he's actually providing a way for us. And this is in reality a process. So we can't dig our emotion at the end, really, until we dig our conscience. We have to get to the deeper layers of our soul. So this is very, very experiential. Now, I'm not standing here. I actually feel like I've been saying to the Lord since I read this message a few days ago, "Lord, I am not the right brother to give this portion for the saints." Because the reality is that I need to spend more time with the Lord. And so in the outline, if you have the outline this morning, I'm going to start from the end. And that is that in conclusion, Okay? It kind of sounds odd. But in conclusion, the only way to dig is to dig in private time with the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
There's no recipe for this.
Right. Right.
What you have in your conscience is different than what I have in my conscience. But the reality is that it's dirt. So you've got dirt, I've got dirt. And so we have to spend time with the Lord in our conscience to go before Him in prayer, intimate, sincere, thoughtful prayer, to allow the Lord to wash our conscience clean.
Amen.
We need the blood to cleanse us. But our conscience has to be dug.
Right.
And so if anything, I feel like this message is more for me than for you.
Mm.
Praise the Lord, huh?
Amen.
So I speak to myself before I speak to you.
Yes.
We need to spend time with the Lord day by day.
Amen.
To allow our conscience to be dug.
Amen.
Dig away. Oh, dig away.
Amen.
This dirt needs to be washed away.
Amen.
Needs to be washed. And our conscience is defiled by so many things.
Mm-hmm.
So many things. By the choices we make.
Amen.
By the things that we think about. The things that we see. The things that we do. Sometimes even the things that are done to us. Our conscience is defiled in so many ways. And so every day, actually many times throughout the day, I don't know about you, but if you work, Jay, right? You're at the office. I mean, how many times I feel like I am dirtied in my conscience throughout the work day because of the black abyss that I have to walk into and live for 8 or 9 hours out of the day, or 10, or 11, or 12. We live in a dirty world. And it defiles our conscience.
Yes.
So I have to tell you, I have begun, over the past couple of weeks, I brought a little prayer thing, and I put it right at the corner of my eye, and there's a few times a day where I'll just pray to the Lord, just to contact Him, and to be washed in my conscience from the day. Whether it's from the dirty world, or it's from choices or things that I've said or done. The next layer that we have to go is our heart. And our heart loves many, many things. And it is very, very complicated. So we may say, and we're sitting here, I love the Lord, right? He's the preeminent one. He's our first love. Well, let's say you're in your 30s and you're thinking about retirement. Right? Or let's say you're in your 60s or your 70s. And you're thinking, how in the world am I going to pay my bill off of Social Security? Okay? Our heart is often entwined with the future and our youthful stage in life. Or it's entwined with the anxieties of life.
Yeah.
Our heart is complicated. So on one hand, we're sitting here and we love the Lord. Do we love the Lord?
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we love the Lord. But do we also love other things? Right? We do. We love other things, so we have to dig. And the way to dig is to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
So your conscience now is clean.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're spending time with the Lord to dig away at your heart. Your complicated heart.
Amen.
And we need to pray, Lord, expose what is in my heart.
Yes.
The things that I love. The things that I love more than you.
More than you.
What about our families? What about our jobs?
Right.
What about money? Right? We just spent 4 weeks talking about mammon.
Right.
Oh, there are so many things. Entertainment. That we love so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. We need to dig in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next thing that we need to dig at is our mind.
Amen.
And our mind has a lot of imaginations. Even sitting here, you know, you might be listening to me, right? Or you might have sang a hymn. But while you're singing the hymn, even while the mouth is moving, the mind is somewhere else. You know, some of you like to travel. And you like to travel more in your mind than in reality. So even when you're sitting somewhere, you're thinking, oh, wow, Hawaii sounds really nice right now. You know, most of the country is probably thinking about how cold it is. Right? We travel in our mind. Our imagination takes us away from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do we have to do? Okay, our conscience is clean. We've been spending time with the Lord to clean and wash our conscience. Then we've spent time with the Lord to open up to Him for our heart, to expose this complicated heart that loves so many things. And we need to spend more time with the Lord to touch and wash our mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Right? Let this mind be in you.
Amen.
We need to open to the Lord to let this mind be in us.
Amen.
But this takes time. It takes intimate contact with the Lord in private prayer. In private prayer. Okay? Then the next layer is our will. Our will is very strong. Okay? Sisters, you may look at your husband and say, Lord, why did you give him to me? Right? Why did you give him to me? I'll tell you why the Lord gave us to you. So that your will could be exposed. And vice versa.
Right.
This is why the Lord gave us you. So our will, our stubbornness, could be exposed.
Wow.
This is not the only reason, and I want to be very, very clear about that. The ultimate reason is that we could gain Christ together.
Yeah.
To express Him, to be built up in the body, and to consummate in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
But a part of that is that we could be exposed. So if you think and you compare either your husband or your wife to the person sitting next to him or her, the reality is you would be saying the same thing. Because our will is very, very stubborn. And we choose many other things other than the Lord. And so the Lord wants to bring our will under Him and subdue it. And to actually, in reality, bring our will into His will.
Amen.
And His will into our will.
Amen.
But in order for that to happen, what needs to take place? I sound like a broken record. We need to spend private time that is intimate with Him.
Amen.
Okay? So our conscience has been washed. Our heart is being dealt with. Our mind is being cleansed. The mind of Christ is being mingled and put into our mind. And our will is being subdued and wrought into God's will. And then lastly, our emotion. And I was actually a little surprised at this because I've heard a couple of things. I've heard at times that sometimes our will is the hardest thing for the Lord to deal with. But then in this message, Brother Lee shared that our emotion is very, very difficult and at times more difficult than our will. And the reason being is because it is fickle.
Mm.
So yesterday my wife said, boy, you're kind of grumpy today. Okay? And I said, what do you mean I'm grumpy? And then today I wake up and I'm happy. Right? It's fickle. Our emotion is fickle. But what God wants to do is He wants to bring His emotion into our emotion. And we have to dig in our emotion in order for God's emotion to become ours. So it's not so fickle. And this applies both to brothers and sisters. Because we all have emotion. And some of you are not as good as expressing it than the others. But the reality is that there is a lot of emotion behind what is going on in our face. And our emotion has to be dealt with and dug away. And so the reality is how does this happen? Again, should I hit play button? We have to spend intimate, personal time with the Lord. This is a process. So first our conscience, then our heart, then our mind, our will, and our emotion.
Right.
We have to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
God has created us in a particular way. And due to the fall of man, we have been marred.
Yeah.
We have been dirty.
Mm-hmm.
We were born dirty.
Yeah.
Moms, dads, look at your children.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The reality is we live in a dirty world, and we have been soiled, and we are dirty people.
Right.
And we have to, in reality, be washed day by day,
amen,
hour by hour, even. If not, moment by moment.
Amen.
And so this causes us and has to force us to spend time with the Lord.
Right.
And I love the example. We can even be walking and spending time with the Lord,
right,
being washed.
Amen.
Okay? That's a private time. When you're driving in your car, you can be washed.
Amen.
By God Himself.
Amen. Right.
God Himself can reach you.
Amen.
And wash you.
Right.
Can wash your conscience. Can wash your heart. Can wash your mind, will, and emotion.
Yes.
And this is what He requires of us.
Right.
To dig this well in order for Him to flow.
Amen.
Saints, may we allow God this week to flow like He has never flown before.
Amen.